From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, Biblical Prophecy with Ken Hansen.
George Norrie hosts a late-night show called Coast to Coast that you might have already heard of. If not, all you need to know is that people call in to talk about the paranormal. Monsters. The famous ones, like aliens or the devil, and more obscure ones like chupacabras and the shadow people. Norrie's heard about most of them. But on November 6th, 2009, people started calling in about a new kind of monster.
Have you ever heard of the Slender Man?
The Slender Man?
Yes.
No, I have not.
He's very thin, and he wears a black suit. He has very long limbs, and his arms stretch.
But he looks human.
He humanoid, I'd say.
Is he evil?
I'm not sure. He's known as wanting to kidnap children, and I found this information on the internet.
The Slender Man is the internet's monster. Do a Google image search and you'll find the pictures, legions of them. Children looking at the camera, oblivious to a tall, thin, faceless man in a black suit and tie standing in the back of the frame between the trees. Captions that tell a tragic but vague story. Kids dead or vanished. Buildings burnt to the ground.
I heard the caller talk about Slender Man.
The Slender Man. Do you know anything about this thing?
He's kind of been a big buzz on the internet lately. There's these videos on YouTube. Apparently he's stalking the director of the videos.
There's somebody out there that is an immediate threat to both of us.
Marble Hornets is a YouTube series, now in its fifth year.
Probably watching us right now that you mention it.
Probably. It's sort of like a video diary. A college student making a short film starts seeing a Slender Man-like figure called the Operator skulking in the background of his shots, and it only gets creepier from there. It has since spawned numerous imitators.
What is that?
Right now.
What is that?
Jump out of the roof, get down the street, go. I'm going to be right behind you, go.
Slender Man also stars in a couple of video games which are so scary that YouTube users delight in filming their own terrified reactions to them.
Oh, whoa, oh my god, what the hell was that? Oh, run, I don't like it. Get out of here, get out of here. Ah!
Oh. Slender Man is different in every appearance. Sometimes he has tentacles or a maniacal laugh. He can be anywhere between 6 and 15 feet tall. Sometimes his presence is a harbinger of disaster to come. Other times he's impaling children on trees and removing people's organs. This kind of versioning naturally happens when the internet collectively invents something. But actually, the Slender Man isn't something the hive mind created. He's one guy's idea.
Hi, my name is Eric Knutson, also known as Victor Surge on the internet, and I'm the creator of Slender Man.
Like pretty much every story you hear about someone who's deeply into the macabre, he's about the sweetest person you'll ever meet.
I'm a 33-year-old male, married. I have a 20-month-old toddler. I'm actually looking to become a school teacher.
In June of 2009, Eric posted the first pictures of Slender Man in a thread called Create Paranormal Images on the website Something Awful.
When you created this character, you just figured it was going to be like a laugh between you and Something Awful and something that didn't sort of get beyond that particular thread.
Absolutely. I mean, some people had joked in the thread that, oh, wouldn't it be funny if some of these ended up on paranormal websites, or if someone, you know, said, oh, these pictures look real, they must be real, oh, they're ghosts or creatures or whatever. But I don't think anyone really expected that to happen.
The images were so powerful that soon almost everyone in the thread was just posting images of the Slender Man. Eric's monster quickly outgrew the Something Awful forums and started to show up on the rest of the internet. But whatever the internet's imagination thinks Slender Man is, no matter how many times he's remixed or spliced with other legends, Eric believes that the Slender Man has an immutable and specific set of characteristics, and always has since the beginning.
The way I see the Slender Man is his body can morph. If he wants to look like just a tall, more conventional-looking guy, that's what he'll look like. Like, if you're just kind of glancing sideways, glancing at him, or not really paying attention to what it is, it will look like a normal person to a degree. But if you keep looking at it and keep digging and keep searching, it's going to start getting worse and worse for you. I like the concept of a monster, a creature that causes general unease and terror. Its methods are strange. Its motives are completely inscrutable. So what is it doing? Why is it here? Is it taking people?
Does it bother you at all that the internet seems to have honed in on this thing and wanted to take it apart and put it back together and make it its own thing?
You know, a little bit. it does a little bit. I feel kind of like, I feel like less of a creator and more of an administrator in a lot of respects, or the manager. I feel like I'm Slender Man's manager, and that he's out there doing his thing, and I need to kind of just watch him and take care of him. I find it like being my one shot as a creator in my life, and I don't necessarily just want to give that up.
The problem for Eric is that the corpus of Slender Man material is now so rich that people don't believe Slender Man originated with him at all.
A lot of people say that, oh, look, Slender Man existed prior to June 10th of 2009. Here's this old German folklore. Here are these old woodcuttings or these pictures or these stories. And interestingly enough, a lot of that stuff is just fiction that was created post-creation of Slender Man. It's kind of a double-edged sword. The fact that as an urban legend, you know, we seek to obscure its own past to make it seem more real, but that also makes it seem like it's something that's always been there rather than something that was just fairly recently created.
So it's like fake historical references to this character that people assume are real and then assume that that means that it's just part of this public domain tradition?
It's basically like a Google-powered confirmation bias, you know. You know, certain people just don't want to believe that it's fiction because it's obviously much scarier that way. You know, if it's something that's real or could be real, that's much more frightening.
In January of 2010, Eric registered a copyright on the name Slender Man, which doesn't stop fans from making their own work. It just stops them from being able to make a profit on it without his blessing. Although Eric's working with a production company to develop a number of different properties based on the character, it's worth saying that talking to him, you really don't get the sense that his desire for control is about money.
If there's going to be a commercial exploitation of the character, I just don't want to see something that's going to be lame. You know, like a manager who wants their clients to get into the good movies. I just want something amazing to come of it.
You don't want him doing ads for pizza rolls or anything like that?
No, no pizza rolls. Something that's scary and disturbing and that's kind of different. I would hate for something to come out and just be kind of conventional. And, I mean, I will do my best to make sure that doesn't happen. But, of course, at this point, you know, I have some say, and hopefully enough say, to make sure that nothing's lame.
In a way, Eric's in a situation he can't win. Every time the Slender Man appears in a forged historical document or a faux documentary photo, he becomes realer and scarier. And Eric disappears just a little bit more. So like any parent, he has to strike a balance between looking out for his little monster and letting it go free into the world to murder children.
But this is growing on the internet, so it should be easy to find, huh?
Yeah, it should. It'll be really easy to find. Just type in Slender Man.
Okay, we'll check that out. That could be a good story.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty interesting. Slender Man. Pretty creepy.
That is weird. Slender Man.
TLDR was produced by Stinky Pete and me, Alex Goldman. Our executive producer is Rat Splodgers. Our engineer is Sir Andrew Dunn. We had more help from Kimmy Regler. Our theme song is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. You can read our blog and listen to our show at tldr.onthemedia.org. We tweet at TLDR. We are TLDR.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.